the roster move today, Paul, of Logan Stanley going down. Just a thought on the camp that that he had.
Well, we'll go back a year to the development camp last year. We first saw some really good signs that we liked development camp, and then I liked his camp. The areas of improvement for a big, lanky guy like that, his feet and hands and closing the gap and understanding the game are there. It's in the right trajectory, so now he turns pro and gets a chance to play some big minutes and play in a good league.
The rest of the day, go, Paul. You have some conversations with some men in your room.
Yep, I'll have those conversations as need be, and away we go.
Do you anticipate anyone starting the year on IR? Or
no, I don't. Correct.
Is there anything new on the Patan situation?
Not yet. No, there isn't anything new on that yet.
But you're expecting him to be a non-roster player, correct?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how they'll label that situation, but it'll all be in line with the league's rules.
Mark said kind of what Blake said yesterday. Paraphrasing, talk is cheap. I mean, from what people are saying about your club, what you did last year, it's like that attitude that they've sort of wiped the slate clean over.
You know what, fellas? I think they all have a really good understanding of the value of a prediction. Okay, so we don't want you to downplay it. Go through the list, find one that was picked first, that won the president and won the cup. That just, right, there's a bunch of good teams at the top. There's going to be a bunch of really good teams that miss the playoffs. It happens every year. And you don't want to be that team, right? You want to be the team that over the course of the year gets stronger, gets better. And we believe we've got enough talent now to be a good team, but an understanding that that's a really maybe the smaller fraction of the whole pie that goes into it to have a year like last year.
How big a factor is playing time and development for the guys on your bubble in terms of opening?
I think sometimes it depends on the player. So I do think there are guys that have to be in a game and have to get minutes to improve, and then there are some guys that can watch and be around practice and get better there. Picking out who those guys are isn't always easy. But you know what? This is not a developmental league, right? Like Nick Ehlers, all of the kids that went in, and we'll go back and we'll include Mark Scheifele. So that band of players, from Mark Scheifele to Patty Laine, that was an unusual set of circumstances. They came in, got NHL jobs, and, you know, and especially the really young guys, Nicky, who could have played junior, we lived through them learning the game. Now we're at a point where most of those spots are taking up. So we're not going to be running guys 5 or 6 minutes more so that they will develop, right? We'll run them in the four hole. Our other three lines are fairly close to being set, or at least the positions are, not the people. And then they got to get better.
What will the internal competition mean? I mean, you've been striving for four lines. Last year was the first year really got to a comfortable point. What does it mean this year to have four even better lines that will be trying to...
Well, we'll see if they are, right? Like that, I get you. There's some skill there. Like the guys that are coming in on that fourth line are good players, and we have good players there. But that fourth line last year when we had, you know, Pro Hendricks and Armia for a bunch, scored some goals, won us some games. So this line's got to do that for us first. The other piece to that is those other three lines in some ways have come of age now that none of them are interested in being 12-minute guys. So you're going to want to run three lines harder. So the fourth line's going to get ice time, but because you need to play four lines in the central. There are nights where you need four, but there's going to be some guys in the second and third that are looking for a little more.
Sure, but you didn't have a 29-goal score on your fourth line last year, with all due respect to those guys.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Kenny, and I agree with you. They're all at zero today.
Back to that comment that you made about the NHL not being a developmental league, the different circumstances that put guys like Scheifele and Ehlers and Laine in those positions, the success that they've had, has that altered your philosophy at all?
No, we really don't want to miss the playoffs for 2 years in a row doing it again. Those players are also drafted in the upper part of the first round. They're exceptional players, so they could come in, and even while they're learning, the one thing that those kids could do is they could produce while they're learning, and that's rare. You get some really good young players that'll come in and play, and you're excited about their future, but they don't kick in a lot. They don't help a lot. And then 2-3 years later, then they're starting to go. Our guys were unusual, right? They were really strong players in one area. They could help us win games while we tried to shore up some of the other areas. So, you know what? I probably misspoke, or it'll sound, when I say it's not a development league, that's not the point of this league. The situation that we're in, we were absolutely in development mode. We were playing guys that probably, based on the quality of their play, might have played a few less minutes, but we knew that. But now, you mean wins when you talk about this group, where we're going to try to win a bunch of hockey games here this year and be as good as we possibly can be. We won't be pushing kids into positions they're not ready for because we have enough people not to do it.
What can Patrick Laine do better this year? I mean, there's a long list, but what would you like to see in terms of his progress?
All the things that you know, all his routes, all of the things that are systemization of the game, all the play without the puck, the young players have lots of room to get better at that. Whether Patty scores 35 or he scores 55, that won't be the telling. It will for everybody else, but how good a player he is for us, how much he helps us win, I think the other parts of the game are where he's going to make the biggest improvement. I mean, I don't know how many he can score, right? He can get hot and who knows. But the areas, so that's already world class. The other parts of his game, he's worked at. You can see it, right? He's harder now. He's stronger. He's faster. He's in on the puck more. He's able to do, physically now, able to do some of the things that the game requires you to do. So we're going to see a big improvement there.
Do you think his board play will improve too, just by experience? Because in Finland, they don't pinch down a whole lot. I mean, now he has 2 years
time,
under his
right?
belt.
Yes. There are other pieces to that, but yes, he's going to be stronger on the wall. We can help him be that.